Dear people, if you have a trial, if you're in pain, if you're at the cross, this gospel is for you. Saint Mark is a master in the structuring of his gospel, and he even has some nice systematic flow and structure to it, which is very pleasing to a German-Russian sort of mind. In the first chapter, we're introduced to Jesus at his baptism. And at that baptism, God the Father speaks, and he only does it twice. God the Father speaks. First, the Holy Spirit comes down on Jesus in the form of a dove, and the Holy Spirit then God speaks to Jesus, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." And then it says the Holy Spirit then sent Jesus immediately into the desert to be tempted. That's chapter 1. The Gospel of Mark has 16 chapters. We just finished chapter 8. We just are beginning chapter 9 today. 16 divided by 2 is 8. And so the second half of the gospel begins. And how does it begin? Once again, the Holy Spirit now descending on Jesus in the form of a cloud, like God did with Moses on Mount Sinai. They're up on a high mountain. And once again, the second time, the Father speaks. This time, he doesn't speak to Jesus. It's third person. He is now speaking to the disciples. "This is my beloved Son." And then the imperative, "Listen to him." So the first half of the gospel, the second half is now, as soon as they come down from this mountain, Jesus goes to Jerusalem to die. And the Father is saying, if you want to stay with my Son, you need to listen to him when you're at the cross, or you're going to run away. Bless you. It's my job. It's nice to be able to do it in church. Listen closely, dear people. The Father does that for the disciples because at the end of chapter 8, Jesus says, "I'm going to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer, die, and then rise 3 days later." And what happens? Peter listens to another voice. He listens to another voice. And Jesus names that voice Satan. At the cross, there are two voices speaking. At the cross, there are two voices speaking. And one of those voices, when you're at the cross, is saying to you, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter. Stay with me." The other voice is, "This shouldn't be happening. And this is happening because you're alone and you're abandoned and you messed up." One voice says the cross is a place where you're not loved. And the voice of Jesus says this is the very place where God glorifies us. I'm not done yet. And so at the heart of following Jesus, dear people, listen. One must have the ability to reject the voice that is not of Jesus when I'm at the cross, or I will never follow him in closeness. I will always leave him right where he's bringing me to this beautiful place where salvation happens. And so let us renew ourselves. Where is it in our lives where we are at this place and we believe things that aren't from God? We don't believe the Father is loving the Son there. Let us tell the Father that we want to listen to Jesus there, and that we want to hear him say to us, we are his beloved children.